This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anurag Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo today, aimed at bolstering the strategic and developmental partnership between the two neighbours. Several agreements in various sectors, including defence, energy and trade, were signed in the presence of two leaders. Addressing the joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi said Sri Lanka holds a significant place in India's neighbourhood first policy and mission security and growth for all in the region. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the Mitra Vibhushana Award from Sri Lankan President Anurag Kumara Dissanayake. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma today attended 59th Mopin Festival at Alo in West Siang District in Arunachal Pradesh. He greeted all on the occasion on behalf of the people of Assam and said the agriculture festival Mopin is the festival which also depicts unity and brotherhood. Khandu said Sarma's presence at Alo exemplifies his love for the sister state and its people. He said the entire Northeast has witnessed a complete change in governance and pace of development under Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Assam Chief Minister. He further said Assam as a state plays a significant role in the region, and with Assam being portrayed as an investment hub, other states of the region will also benefit as investors are likely to expand their businesses in the region. Meanwhile, Khandu announced a sanction of Rs 15 crore for construction of a daily market shed and Rs 10 crore for a multi-storied parking lot at Alo. The last rites of legendary film actor and director Manoj Kumar were held with full state honours at the Pavan Hans Crematorium in Mumbai today. The renowned actor passed away yesterday at a private hospital in Mumbai after a prolonged illness. He was fondly known as Bharat Kumar to his fans and Indian film fraternity owing to his films that celebrated national pride and the spirit of unity. He was honoured with the National Film Award, the Padma Shri and the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in Indian cinema. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Deputy Prime Minister of the country, Babu Jagjivan Ram, on his birth anniversary, Samata Divas, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Jagjivan Ram's lifelong struggle for the rights of the deprived and the oppressed will always remain a source of inspiration. Today is National Maritime Day. The day is observed annually on April 5 to commemorate the maiden voyage of SS Loyalty in 1919, a pivotal moment in India's shipping history. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the day in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said India's maritime sector is a key pillar to the nation's economy with a glorious history spanning several millennia. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has called for unity between Denmark and Greenland in response to growing pressure from the United States. She emphasized that the two parts of the kingdom must remain closely aligned to safeguard their shared interests. The Danish Prime Minister said the most effective response to US pressure is for Greenland and Denmark. University Grants Commission has decided to establish a standardized equivalence framework for students who completed their education abroad and want to integrate into India's higher education system or workforce. UGC in its notification stated that the commission has developed a transparent, technology-driven mechanism for recognizing foreign qualifications from schools and higher education institutes. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder was shot dead along the international border in Jammu late last night. The PRO BSF Jammu said an intruder was seen crossing the international border in the Jammu border area on the intervening night of April 4 and 5 and was subsequently neutralized in the border outpost Abdulian in the RSpura sector. The identity and motive of the intruder is being ascertained. The BSF spokesperson said a strong protest is being lodged with Pakistani counterpart regarding the incident. The government has approved over 1,280 crore rupees of additional assistance to Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory Puducherry as relief for natural disasters they faced last year. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said the government had deputed inter-ministerial central teams to these states immediately after the calamities without waiting for the receipt of a formal memorandum. In shooting, India's Sift Kaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.